light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Devil at His Elbow, Alex Murdaugh and the Fall of a Southern Dynasty. By Valerie Bauerlein is a deeply reported true crime narrative that unravels one of the most shocking scandals in modern American legal history. Centered on the once untouchable Murdaugh family of South Carolina, the book traces how a revered legal dynasty, anchored in wealth, influence, and small-town prestige, spiraled into murder, fraud, addiction, and public disgrace. Bauerlein, an experienced Wall Street Journal reporter, uses courtroom reporting, interviews, and archival digging to reconstruct the events surrounding the deaths of Maggie and Paul Murdaugh, the suspicious death of Stephen Smith, the boat crash that set off a media firestorm, and the elaborate financial crimes that bled clients and colleagues. At the same time, she examines the broader culture that enabled Alex Murdaugh for decades. The result is part Southern Gothic, part legal thriller, and part sociological study of power, corruption, and the fragile myths that underpin a community. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a Southern legal dynasty built on power and myth. The book opens by mapping the century-long rise of the Murdaugh family in South Carolina's Lowcountry, showing how three generations of Murdaugh men controlled the local prosecutor's office and dominated civil litigation. Bauerlein details how, over decades, the family name became synonymous with legal authority, political influence, and social prestige. The Murdaughs built a powerful plaintiff's firm, cultivated deep ties with law enforcement and judges, and embedded themselves in local institutions from churches to civic boards. This generational grip created a kind of informal immunity, where traffic stops disappeared, disputes never reached court, and friends received special treatment. Bauerlein emphasizes how the family's mythic status as champions of the common man concealed a culture of entitlement and impunity. By tracing this history, she sets the stage for understanding why the community and legal system were so slow to question Alex Murdaugh's actions, and how institutional deference allowed small ethical compromises to evolve into massive financial crimes and, ultimately, murder. Secondly, the boat crash and cracks in the Murdaugh facade. One of the central turning points Bauerlein explores is the 2019 boat crash that killed 19-year-old Mallory Beach, with Alex's son Paul at the helm. This tragedy becomes the event that fractures the carefully curated Murdaugh image. Bauerlein reconstructs the night of partying, the tensions among the young people on board, and the chaotic aftermath in the hospital, where witnesses described efforts by Alex and other adults to control the narrative and steer blame away from Paul. The boat crash is not only a catastrophic loss of life, it is also the moment when local whispers about Murdaugh privilege turn into open resentment and scrutiny. Lawsuits filed by the Beach family expose the family's finances and insurance arrangements, prompting legal discovery that later proves crucial in unraveling Alex's fraud schemes. Bauerlein shows how the crash amplified media attention, giving national audiences their first sustained view of the Murdaugh world. In this way, the incident is portrayed as both a personal disaster and a structural rupture that weakens the dynasty's protective armor. Thirdly, double murder, addiction, and the collapse of a persona. At the heart of the narrative is the shocking 2021 double murder of Maggie and Paul Murdaugh at the family's Moselle property. Bauerlein carefully walks through the timeline, from Alex's 911 call to the emerging forensic evidence and conflicting stories. She situates the killings within the context of Alex's spiraling opioid addiction, mounting financial pressure, and ongoing lawsuits. Rather than portraying him as a one-dimensional villain, Bauerlein examines how Alex maintained a charismatic, problem-solving persona even while stealing from clients, colleagues, and friends. The book delves into his secret dependence on painkillers, payments to a network of suppliers, and the psychological compartmentalization that allowed him to represent injured clients by day while siphoning their settlements at night. Bauerlein also examines alternative theories and defense arguments presented at trial, but returns consistently to how the murders aligned with Alex's desperate need to delay exposure of his fraud. The double homicide becomes the point at which decades of deception finally implode, bringing the dynasty down in public view. Fourthly, financial crimes and the corrosion of the justice system. Bauerlein devotes substantial attention to Alex Murdaugh's intricate web of financial crimes, arguing that these offenses are not a side story, but central to understanding the entire saga. She shows how Alex exploited his reputation and firm infrastructure to divert settlement funds, set up secret bank accounts, and manipulate vulnerable clients, including accident victims and the family of Murdaugh housekeeper Gloria Satterfield. The book unpacks how law firm checks and balances failed, how colleagues overlooked red flags, and how local institutions deferred to the Murdaugh name instead of demanding accountability. Bauerlein connects these thefts to broader ethical weaknesses in the legal profession, including over-reliance on trust, opaque bookkeeping, and a reverence for rainmaking partners. She also emphasizes the pain suffered by clients who lost life-changing sums and the betrayal felt by coworkers. By detailing these schemes, Bauerlein argues that the real horror is not just two murders, but a long-running corrosion of justice, in which a supposed champion of the injured actually preyed on those he was sworn to protect. Lastly, culture, complicity, and lessons about power. Beyond the headline-grabbing crimes, the book is a study of how culture and community can enable wrongdoing. Bauerlein explores the insular nature of the rural South Carolina Lowcountry, where family names, church ties, and shared history can matter more than formal rules. She describes how law enforcement officers hesitated to challenge a powerful family, how judges and lawyers treated the Murdaughs with deference, and how locals often accepted the idea that some people simply operated by different rules. The narrative highlights the complicity of silence. People who saw troubling patterns but chose not to speak up, institutions that delayed reforms, and a media environment that was slow to question a beloved dynasty. Bauerlein uses the Murdaugh case to illustrate universal lessons about the danger of unchecked power, the importance of transparency in public offices, and the need for ordinary citizens to question local hierarchies. By the end, the fall of the Murdaughs serves as a cautionary tale about how quickly communities can shift from admiration to outrage once the full extent of hidden abuses comes to light. In conclusion, The Devil at His Elbow is essential reading for anyone interested in true crime, legal dramas, Southern culture, or the psychology of power and corruption. It will particularly resonate with readers who want more than sensational headlines and prefer a deeply contextual account that explains how such a disaster became possible in the first place. Lawyers, law students, journalists, and public officials will find sobering lessons about ethics, institutional oversight, and the temptation to look away when powerful people bend the rules. For general readers, Bauerlein offers a gripping narrative that reads like a thriller, yet never loses sight of the victims, the community trauma, and the systemic failures at play. This book stands apart from other accounts because of its investigative depth, balanced portrayal of characters, and careful exploration of the region's history and culture. Buying this book means gaining not just the story of one disgraced lawyer, but a broader understanding of how unchecked privilege can warp justice and, ultimately, end lives. If you would like to support Valerie Bauerlein, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine Nartree, better life begins in a book.